Drogba brings out the trophy, donning on the Ivory Coast jersey,
like
into the stadium, and then puts it in the stand.
Very, very wrong.
And I'm like, ah, calf.
Because they already sold the match.
And he lifted the trophy up like, already showing like, come on, I don't mean ammo.
Of course, the AFCON 2023 has ended, but then there were a lot of issues that happened with the Super Eagles of Nigeria. And in this episode, we'll take a deep dive into what happened in the final. My name is Ife, and I'm joined with Amara again.
Another episode on Better Sports Podcast. Remember, you should always like, share, subscribe, follow us, tag us, reply, comment. Let us know what you think of our videos and opinions on what we've said so far.
You can criticize too, if you want to.
Not criticize, but don't go and cyber bully.
Please.
Like it will be. We're coming to that one, Sha.
Well, we are actually looking at what went wrong for the Super Eagles in the final. You know, Nigeria spirit. It was when Nigeria started progressing into crucial stages of the competition. That's when we started seeing adverts, billboards. They're now doing different kind of short videos online. Different companies about Nigeria Super Eagles probably wanting them to win the AFCON. Let's do it again, in quotes.
Well, that's the slogan the Super Eagles chose before the AFCON started off
and
itself.
Surprisingly, it was the players themselves that said it.
That said it themselves. But
when
then,
they now
sad
got
one
to
for
the
them,
final.
They did not do it. The things that we failed to do or things that we didn't do
throughout
during the group stages or quarterfinals, all of them just came out at the final against Ivory Coast. Who I said I would say is a spirited side, because if you look at their story, like I said, Nigeria, we know their story. But before I talk about Super Eagles, first of all, safe CAF. How would the first thing that happened at the AFCON, I saw DJ Drogba, a legend, Chelsea legend, Ivory Coast legend, African legend. We know what things he did. Even though after he retired, Ivory Coast went on to win two AFCONs right now.
Like he had bad luck with the Ivory Coast national team.
So then Drogba brings out the trophy, donning on the Ivory Coast jersey.
Like
into the stadium and then puts it in the stand.
Very, very wrong.
And I'm like, ah. Calf, Kilushele.
Because they already sold the match.
And he lifted the trophy up like, already showing like, come on, I don't mean ammo.
Don't mind the guy.
And funny enough, I thought maybe supposed to be Calf officials or maybe players that have actually won it.
Somebody like Asamoah Gyan, who's is a Ghanaian, and
that probably won it. Affinity with exactly. Both sides. But like, then Calf, incompetence on you guys. How do you? He was even wearing. Oh my God.
The fact that he was wearing an Ivorian jersey. It made a lot of speculation.
That final, the beautiful AFCON was going so far, and then the final was like so many things went wrong. That final, beginning with CAF, I'll judge you people for that thing,
but yeah, we are looking at the Super Eagles now. Let's start from the starting 11. Jose Peseiro, the first match, he started different kind of players from the friendlies that we saw before prior to the tournament. And then we're like, who is this guy? We all thought he was going to start Uzoho. And we saw Stanley Nwabili coming in. Different changes in the midfield.
His name is Stanley Nwabali.
A
child born in the night. Yeah.
Nwabali.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the starting 11, Pesaro has been giving us surprises.
Gave us surprise in the first game. Seeing 5-3-2. Some say 5-4-1.
No, I think in the first game against Equatorial Guinea, we didn't really play that three-man defense. We didn't see Bassi. Bassi wasn't playing then. It was just Ajayi and Ekong. Ekong himself, who wasn't even taking part in those friendly matches and woke up on fires were playing so far before the tournament started.
Yeah, surprised.
But the issue we had is the starting 11 of the final against Ivory Coast, because Nigerians were used to seeing a particular face.
I wanted to build up from that place. Like after maintaining a starting 11 that gave you the winning, the clean sheets. You know, it was from that first game now, they conceded first. And since then, it took till the semi-final till they conceded another goal again.
Yeah, that's because he made some changes. He brought in Bassi.
And from the second game against Ivory Coast, that is when it all changed. Now you using the same starting lineup over and over again. This has been the winning recipe, if I may say.
So why change the winning team?
Exactly.
Yeah, but then he changed something. He changed it. Yeah, but then Sanusi just didn't won, play
and
against.
And that was because he was injured.
Yes, he was injured.
And the person who replaced him was competent enough to deliver.
Yeah.
And could have even had an assist as bright as Osayi Samuel. And there was no force about it. But then the winning team.
But you might say there's no force in the sense that Olai now wasn't performing the way we knew him as.
But he was still solid at left back.
Yeah, he was still solid at left back. But then we already saw these signs. Probably he said, now I was complaining about the final, but we saw these signs coming from that game. From the quarterfinal, the signs were there.
Quarterfinal, he was still quite.
Starting with
solid.
The fact that we were allowed to go with 27 players to this tournament, and Pesaro went with 25. And in that 25, we didn't see Ahmed Musa as the captain of the side, and he didn't really play much.
Do you know that most people did not know that Trust Ekong is not the captain, he's the vice captain?
But I think people know. People know. And no, Nigerians should know that Musa, because you say on the touch line. No.
Most people don't know.
Most people don't know that. But for the record, till now, because probably until he retires, or maybe changes happen,
Ahmed Musa is the captain of the Super Eagles. And Trustekong is the vice captain.
So far, going with 27 players, 25 players instead of 27,
Seven.
And then even 25 safe, Pesaro failed to rotate
those
players.
He failed
to rotate those players. Now, if you compare it to the side, Ivory Coast side, where we didn't see Adingra in the group stages. When we played the first match against them, we didn't see Sebastian Ale. We didn't see Siri. We saw Kessie,
even the
Sangari,
defense,
and
did not
Fofana.
Start. The Omande started
exactly.
In that particular.
So you saw even times where he removed the captain or vice captain, what's his name? Sergio Rey. So
and brought
they,
in,
they,
single.
So for them, they made different changes. They utilized the squads they went to tournament with. That's something that Pesaro failed to do. He used same set of players over and over again. And the tactics he deployed from the second game to the final is very stressful. Like you will run.
I know some players, some fans will definitely say that, okay, but we want those games now. Then why change it? But come to think of it, match weariness comes in at a certain stage. That's why the final was so abysmal. They looked like they saved their worst performance
for the final.
And it was not supposed to be so. These players starting again and again and again, number one, to form a team cohesion, which will give them the ability to play well. But even the playing well, it's not like they were playing fantastically well.
You cannot say tactics wise, yes. Not every coach wants to play tiki taka like Guardiola. Some coaches actually want to just grind out, get the win, lock up shop, like
Mourinho.
Well, he's
the best friend of Mourinho.
Like
so
Mourinho,
I understand
Mourinho getting a goal up in the first half in a final, I'm sure he will make sure that he locks shop.
It's the end.
Like put everybody possible that
park
make sure
boss,
that, yes.
Park trailer, park
probably.
Lorry.
Instead of them conceding an angle, they might eventually go and score the second goal.
And funny enough, that's how the Super Eagles have even been playing. Remember the match against Cameroon? We were not playing so well, though we created some chances. And those chances that we created were not from possible team play. We played, chance will score, and we will score.
But now for the players themselves, now, like I said, people, you might single out, it will be, didn't play fantastic well. We say, Olaina, Sanusi, who have, for me, in my opinion, had a terrible tournament.
Very terrible.
Then for this player of his status, we know what he can do for his club side and also for the country.
The only thing he did responsible in this tournament was a block that he saved against Ivory Coast in the first. That was the only thing.
He blocked and then he gave him assist because he was one that chested down the. How did you chest a ball down in 18 yard?
You know.
The result. Got to highlight scoring the second goal and the winner for Ivory Coast. So for the players themselves, yes, you might always Nigerians because we want to always have a scapegoat. You might call Iwobi was not the best. Osimhen was nowhere to be found. Like Lookman was not there.
If you even want
Chukwueze,
to look at
it, I was like, why did this man even start Chukwueze in the final? Well, fine. You also want bringing some bodies. Moses Simon also came on. There are players that are like Alaina himself that was even struggling against Adingra. What happened to Awazem on the bench? We didn't see Bruno Yemichi in this tournament.
Exactly. Rafael Onyedika.
Murphy had bad times to come and change things in the game.
In the game.
So that's no Pesero just sat back and allowed the players. People were criticizing Iwobi. Iwobi for me has to be like, aside the likes of Musa and probably, I think he's almost like the fifth or sixth overall player best in the player. Super Eagles that have most appearance for the Super Eagles. And then, for someone that have played for almost 9 years in Super Eagles
for somebody
and,
that denied
and did well
in England.
It's about denying England because
it's a good track record because at that time, it was a hot property in England. A lot of people breaking through at Arsenal is not a small feat. Playing consistently with the first team, three different seasons, now choosing to represent your home team.
Exactly. Instead of where you grew up and where you were born.
I remember the match against Argentina before the 2018 World Cup where he scored two goals. Two sweet goals.
He's the reason we went to the World Cup, actually. He played a vital role in us going to AFCON. And even AFCON where we came third, I remember he got a red card in that game. Even though, yes, but then Iwobi, for me, has done his bit. I think Nigerians need to chill on the comparison.
Iwobi
can never be Okocha.
He can't even
Iwobi.
He can't be Mikel Obi that you're expecting.
Them. Judge the player by using the standard of Okocha. Even managers, I don't say Okocha. Do people really watch Okocha himself? There are times even Okocha himself, too.
You may actually mess up. Of course, there are clips now. There are clips you can even watch. Go and set it by yourself.
There are times he didn't step up himself. And the final pass
will be out.
We should... Iwobi issue will come back to it. But for the players themselves, I think, yes... Sometimes you need to step up as a player, though the tactics was not there. You need to step up as a player and as a team. This is the best. Like this is the grand finale. Like you've given it all. We saw Iwobi sweat against Cameroon. We saw him how he balled out, and then in the final against Africa, he was nowhere to be found. I'm like, how? For a team that they were defensively not even good, they've considered lots of goals, yet they couldn't even press them. So the players, yes, they themselves. All, not just one player or single out different players. The entire team themselves didn't apply. At least they tried because they said...
I'm not removing that.
Somebody must lose in the final. Yeah. Unfortunately for us, we were the one that got it. But then, they can't say Ivory Coast themselves just came there to just walk past. Because I'm not sure a country that they flocked 4-0 in the group stage, lost two games, lost to you again. Say, come my house, come beat me over and over again.
Come back during their qualification in the knockout stages. It was not as smooth as you'd expect, but it was all coming for them to even get to the final. So, looking at Pesero's tactics, some of those tactics will not allow somebody like Iwobi to really shine, because even that match I was talking about that we defeated, that is now 4-2 where Iwobi scored 2 goals. He had Ndidi and Mikel Obi behind him, and he is a confirmed striker. He and Iheanacho were the one playing up front, and they were fluid and I think sweet
for Pesero. Like I said, I think the good football or better football won at the end of the day, because Pesero's record right from even the first game, we saw that he was defensive-minded. Since he took over as some Super Eagles, I have not enjoyed his game. That's just the truth. I have not enjoyed any game. The only game I would say, at least to some extent, I enjoyed so far, is the game against... No, not Sao Tome. Who is Sao Tome called? I beg. Angola. I'll say Angola in this AFCON. That's the game I say I enjoyed, and we somehow dominated.
But chances.
Since he took over the job as Super Eagles coach, I've not had this confidence about our playing pattern. It's not as if we're playing like the prime Madrid under Guardiola but we saw what we played under Iguavol, even though we didn't win the AFCON then. But Pesero's tactics, and especially in this final, he failed to do those in-game tactics management. He was terrible. Like from first half, everybody was glaring that I know I was struggling against Adingra. Like I was seen from the first half, and then then Chukwueze was not even helping him out. And he took Chukwueze out, and then Simon came in. But still, he kept on peppering Olaina.
That was not the solution to that problem. I said it. I'm saying it again. The solution to that problem was to remove Zaidu Sanusi, play Calvin Bassey at left back, now making it a four-man defense, bringing Alassane Youssouf to double up on Adingra, because you can't remove Aino because he's good attacking wise. So Calvin Bassey has played left back before. He can play it, and that
he
the fact that
for me itself, of actually, course,
the
yeah.
fact that he is a solid defender, and you are struggling with those wingers that he just brought on. You know that Praventure in that match, somehow, Diakite is going to come in. Somehow, Nicolas Pepe was going to come in, and you need a solid left back. So putting there, he was not carded at all. Bringing Alassane Youssouf, double up on Adingra. Cut off those chances. Adingra has been phenomenal in that, in the run of Ivory Coast getting to the final. He is the danger man. He scored 90 minutes plus to get them over line.
Yeah.
Now, created assists. In this particular one, created two assists.
Yeah.
He has been phenomenal for them. Even coming off the bench. Even
so,
if
I'm like, so like, Pacero, you know, sit down, watch these games. I don't understand. All the backroom staff did not check all these stats, because then we saw Ivory Coast, like Obi said, from the tournament, they have one of the best midfield in the tournament.
Of course.
Yes. And then Nigeria, we were struggling. People will call it will be Onyeka. There's not much they can do. They are two against four midfielders. Four good midfielders. And they ensured that their wingers stayed in the wings. And was disturbing our wing backs, because
at the point Halle even had to come in.
Yeah, Adingra was sticking to Olaina, ensuring that he makes
any
sure
ball
that
he, Olaina
doesn't go
exactly.
front, because the best thing about this 3-5-2 defense or 3-man defense or 5-man is the fullbacks. Now the fullbacks are very proactive; they can go forward, back and forth
every
at
time.
Ease. But Ivory Coast ensured that the wingers could not even go forward; we couldn't even attack like normally. We couldn't even string passes together, because especially in the second half,
it was not looking like it was blocked.
Ball,
everywhere was blocked.
Like every pass we make errors. For our goalkeeper Wabali to have more passes than even our outfield players was terrible.
It just shows the fact that we even took the lead as early as the first half. That was the painful part, because you taking the lead at first, at least there's a whole. Nigeria.
So many things you should do.
And the fact that you even brought it into the second half, like, wow, that halftime pep talk would have sealed it. Because even
if you follow Ivory Coast now, you know that even though they're not fantastic, exactly. they didn't even play like wow us away or blow us away. But if you follow their run to the final, you find out that the second half are always crucial. Like, the last 20, 30 minutes of their games are
always
superb.
Crucial. Very, very crucial.
They ensure they finish teams. Those are when you probably apply those tactics as a coach to ensure that, okay, your lead stays intact. Or even if you concede, you can probably go back and score again. Against Equatorial Guinea, we conceded the first goal, and then immediately
we scored
the equalizer. So that's something that Pesero himself failed to do. Does he have that tactics?
Yeah, of course.
I'm not sure if
if he was hiding it throughout the tournament, it definitely showed in the final that it does not really tactically sound.
He did a bit, no day. Yeah, I'm not sure.
He didn't know the management tactics. And you know, we even heard that now that the AFCON is done,
where
he might not even be the one.
Super Eagles, we don't have any coach at his time, because his contract with NFF is that he runs until AFCON final. So as of the time when he got the bronze, the silver medal, and then we left Ivory Coast, Super Eagles right now are without a coach. That is unless if don't continue with him. That's the next question I'll ask again. But then aside that one, in this final, CAF, I don't hold her for Drogba.
Number one.
For officiating. We have spoken about that throughout the AFCON. We had a fantastic record. VAR was almost flawless. And then they now carried the worst came to the final.
Do you know that the ref that officiated in this final was the same ref that officiated in the first game for Ivory Coast? We said the opening and the final.
That ref, I said, don't come to Nigeria.
I was even surprised when I saw this, not this guy, really. Not him.
Like we know that final games are always, and Nigeria and Ivory Coast have this, it's always a thirsty affair.
Not too far from Nigeria itself.
There are duels that, like, just let's go, let the game flow.
Even the ones he let
everything
go,
Nigeria just touch, any foul, back. Normally, you know, it will be someone that always wants to chase the ball. He heads the ball well. The first time, first 10 minutes, when he will be got on the header, he won the duel, area ball. And then the referee blew. I was like, people was complaining the whole like, referee, waiting now. I was like, calm down now. It will be time to do too much. For people to complain that that guy was trying to elbow him in the first half, I was like, ah. What am I saying? Is it true?
Throughout the first half.
Even Stephen Keshi did a foul on Sanusi where I said probably Vieira would have called him
it was a yellow card, that was Dasha. Exactly. But because it was not a very, very dangerous situation. And it was not leading to
he was lenient to not, the Ivory Coast players.
Not leading to
any little thing that Nigeria players did was fair.
So number one. And then that particular scenario, let me clear it out. For something that will not result in a dangerous tackle, or it might probably be a possible red card event. VAR will not call.
Well, that's not a foul.
It was a foul, okay. Right? But the play had already gone on.
Okay.
But I feel like
I'm not calling the VAR. I'm calling the referee himself because that's a foul. At least give us the. No way. Even the goal that they scored, I think it was like a mistake. Like either Detroit supposed to go to Nigeria. And they went to Ivory Coast, and then they scored. I'm not saying that we're not terrible on the day. We were terrible, but the officiating should have been better because we've been praising them AFCON. We say Europeans should come and sit down and watch the AFCON. And then in the grand finale, even when the CAF president said that billions of people are watching the AFCON final, and you're not bringing Arsene Wenger was in that stadium.
I was actually happy that he was there.
Wenger will come out and celebrate his EOBO.
Even if he does not know how to carry international trophy.
But come on, eat Nigeria jollof.
He does not know how to carry international trophy. Come and say what we are doing in
I did not say it Africa. Though. But I'm just saying, see, that referee, let me not catch you.
The height of it there was the fact that Kessie was continuously falling. Like popo. He can't wear
it. It was as if until he killed them before he will now.
Onyeka was really, really furious.
He simply just remove his jersey. So I'm seeing orange jersey inside of his clothes.
Ivan Dika, what caused that issue with him and Osimhen? Osimhen for tear and slap.
At some point, I saw Wabali say something to one guy. You saw that thing, it's off camera. Like, off camera. But it was like, really, really frustrating. I will deal with you.
Those kind of things, it stirs up the atmosphere. And once you have the 12th man behind you, obviously, you get extra
normally,
confidence.
Normally, like Super Eagles know that they are 11 against 12 because you have more population. This is the host nation. You've defeated them, yes. And they've collected 4-0. But
the anger,
the officiating, because something like about me, I was saying that before the final that if Nigeria play their cards well, they have a chance to win it. Do you understand? Because I know that we won't have any issue with referee being biased, but then the referee was indeed biased. It's not a complaint. Yeah, but then he should have done better. He wants to use his own hand and saw the good works his colleagues have done. God bless you.
Probably because they know where his daddy. And funny enough, people have been saying that it's that green jersey that is look.
No, is that thing from Drogba bringing the jersey
the best
out?
Jersey.
From Drogba bringing the jersey out, the trophy out to that all those officiating.
Even that Drogba issue. Why will he be touching with him every time?
Maybe follow up on that. The president of the Ivory Coast, after Osimhen collected his medal, now to Osimhen to even wave. He don't beat us. He don't collect gold medal.
It don't make sense at all. Now, we're talking about
all those ones now. No, down to Iwobi's issue now. Nigerians, please, we need to do better.
Calm down.
Nigerians are good for themselves because people that are doing all these abusive words.
They don't know how to play.
They don't even hold themselves. They don't hold themselves accountable for their own actions.
You're not even doing well
in your own field, self. You call it a banter person. I understand that normally there's a thin line between banter trolls and now outright abuse and insults.
We know that Maguire used to get
as far as going to a parliament in Ghana where they was using him as an attribute and the example
guy, the
for failure,
had to
came back and apologized.
Again.
But when you say those things now, but when you go on a player's Instagram page and you start going through his pictures,
and everything.
Even pictures he posted like maybe 3 years, three ago, years ago, you go and comment ago. On that. Kilo day, you don't have work.
It don't make sense. It's not supposed to be.
And of all persons to insult, it will be that. You know that anytime he's called up to the Super Eagles. This is a very strong person because we saw videos after the clip about Nigerians running, even the players were running around. Musa said that Nigerians should stop doing this. We won silver medal. Even Ghana that left in the group stage, we didn't even carry anything.
They know Zambique. To banter their players
even,
like
even
that.
Even they themselves don't even deserve the abuse the Wobbies even getting. Because even player, even defending champions Senegal are left. Even people that will leave five, in the group stage.
Morocco.
Those players don't even deserve abuse. Because it's a tournament. It's just one. It's not a shared trophy. It's one trophy. And it's not your own player. You're the person that's insulted. And I'm throwing the abuse at.
You know, if there's to be other countries now, we accept that.
Yeah, it's
why,
true.
Okay, normal. Did it
you did beat.
You are now fighting against.
We should do better.
Know that I'm sure you have that first hand experience. You know, Man United, Maguire.
No. See, when it comes to I used to banter players. Yeah. No, because when Bruno Fernandes, even as good as Bruno is, when he messes up, even Rashford that does this well last season.
Is Rashford that is really?
You banter him.
Sancho don't leave now. You don't leave. Come on.
That one. See, look at mentality now, Sancho. Another problem because Maguire was there. We bantered him, trolled him. Yes, he was still there in the team and started doing well. And started starting games. Sancho.
One of the matches in very, very crucial games for them.
Mm.
A lot.
Well, for them. Lot. But then for, like I said, Nigeria abusing them. Yes, recently they came back to the country and then they went to the Ziaso Rock. The biggest rock. The biggest place in Nigeria, and they're received by the presidential president, actually, Tinubu, who gave them some awards.
Awards.
We know we always know about Nigerians and not fulfilling promises. Can remember the Olympics when we won against Brazil?
Yeah.
Yes. It was recent that those players actually got the promises that they made to them. But then each of the staff and members of the Super Eagles got conferred the MON award.
Yes. And they got land
properties.
They got flats
and Abuja. Them. Yes. So that's like it's a good one for us. Now imagine they came second and they won. They can't win unko for Kukuma by each of them private jets, each of them.
Well, what's it called? The Minister of Sports, he also said that the fact that they did not, this AFCON is one of the most successful because of the fact that they didn't have to owe anybody.
Kudos.
This, we have to give kudos to FIFA too for bringing in that.
No, FIFA first, present Minister of Sports in Nigeria and also the current NFF president now, CAF also, because normally we always hear about unpaid bonuses, a whole lot of things. But for the first time in a while, I didn't hear Pakam. Like, even the ones we are hearing was like, okay, they've paid them their match bonus, so they've done
and,
this
and
or
if,
they've done that.
So. Those ones that they say, if you win this match,
you get this paid. One. Like, you know that normally that we used to hear some big male come and say, if you win this thing, each goal you score here, we'll give you people cash prize. But then we didn't hear those things, but at least we got to. We didn't hear them complain about their match bonuses and all that and all that, which is always like something we are used to hearing from sports players, athletes in Nigeria.
And the fact that this, it did not just touch Nigeria alone, like this was scattered throughout all the teams, and probably this was the reason why we had such an amazing AFCON.
Yeah, like I said, like, FIFA paid, gave them some, like building funds to countries. Like, small underdog countries did well in the AFCON because they had backing from from FIFA, the FIFA body, and then from their own
countries
government. Yes, exactly. So good one for us. At least long may it continue. We still have the women. Yes, before that one, we also have AFCON coming up. We have Olympics coming up. So we want this good record of
no noise of
match bonuses
continue.
Should continue. Exactly. Now, before we fly down and then we leave, now we said Pesero's record. Pesero is not the president, no longer the coach of the Super Eagles now. People always say, hey, we should go and bring in Javier Reynolds because people like, that's the man to coach. And for me, yes, he's a fantastic.
He is the man.
He has the record. One, two AFCON with different countries.
Not
definitely,
just
he knows. You know, understand? Like he knows about winning
how to win
this, how to win these things now, and we've got talent.
You know, I'm so they won't loan him.
I mean, because you saw what he did there, but if they had loaned him, maybe
might have not.
Yeah,
if I would not have gotten this.
Yes, so for Simeon and for Jose Pesero now, because for me, the people that play some satanic football, likes of the Simeone of Atletico Madrid, we also see sometimes we see Jose Mourinho himself, who is a friend of Jose Peseiro.
Is the god of the god of the
But then Nigerians want to see, you know, flair, tiki-taka, pass the ball.
It has always been part of the heritage.
Tap the ball, know how to string two passes, yes.
Sometimes, and having good finishers. Those are the things that built up the Super Eagles squad. That's why they are different from every other African
country. So if you say, Nigerians, NFF, go and hire Javier Renard now. I'm like, no, it's not that easy.
Now look at
you know how much NFF had to pay that man to bring him, because Peseiro had to take a cut in his salary. And if he's to continue, is either NFF go back to using a local coach or probably look for ways to pay him. Because even the one they are paying him before, which is like around 75 they don't have that funding, like the full funding to pay Peseiro what he wanted, I'm sure, what he started with as a Super Eagles coach. So if for NFF, like that, what do you think they'll do? Continue Peseiro. For me, they don't have choice. So, because unless you have the money.
If you have the money.
They don't have the money. The money no day. But how much you pay that
for
man?
For me, I want you to hire Paul Offer.
Of Sporting Offer. Lagos.
They have seen. See, AFCON now, they had two different.
Why is Sporting Lagos currently in the MPFL?
Forget that one first.
Answer the question. Because me, now, I always want to watch Rivers United and Sporting Lagos.
Let's watch Sporting
Lagos. Okay, now. Sporting Lagos now, where are they currently in the MPFL?
They flung to it.
Where? Flung to it. They are currently battling relegation.
But you know why.
You know why? How?
You know why. Some of their players even had to leave, like, during the transfer window and all those things. Teams are not settled yet, but this is their first. This is their first time in the MPFL.
So you believe Paul Offor can do?
Look at the track record. Look at the track record and see how he built them, bringing them into the competition. Amunike is the perfect home candidate. Like the perfect home candidates you can ever.
The former caretaker Iguavo. Bring him back?
How many times? It's only Nigerian that I know that somebody has gone. You bring him again. Somebody has gone. You bring him back. I like, they know they tired.
Leave it. Roy Hodgson of Crystal Palace. I'm bringing him back.
He has a share.
They're not bringing him back.
What does he have? Egwavoy don't go how many times? He won't come. Is he the owner of the Super Eagles? He's not the owner now. So why? And Nigerians are NFL are even fond of it. You go and bring in. Even Salisu Yusuf too.
We have a coach that actually was banned by FIFA for bribe.
That was I think last 2 years.
His contract, his ban will soon finish. So
no, I don't want him. Please, there's Remus Das coach. He's there. He's good. Daniel, Paul Offor
of Sporting Lagos.
See, these are coaches that you give time to build a system around.
Seeing that the last two AFCON have been won by local coaches, former players.
Now, MSFI is now the reigning.
Someone that just took over barely.
It's just 5 matches he played. Is it even 5?
From round of 16.
Round of 16.
Quarterfinal, semifinal, and final. Four games.
Matches. 4 matches enough to decide the fate of a country for the next. No, it's not 2 years. One year plus. AFCON is starting
next year.
But then it's something that we should actually look at. If it's the way forward, if Nigeria can play bad and get to the final, what if we start playing good?
But remember in 2021, we played well, and then by the time we jammed Tunisia, they turned us out of the tournament with all the confidence. We were unbeaten. Imagine you're unbeaten, and then the main one that matters most.
You now had to go and
flop. AFCON safe. The cup never even fine like that safe.
You know fine. Now it's all of Natok.
You know fine like that.
We just hope that the next AFCON will bring good tidings for the Super Eagles.
But I think that Nigeria lost for what piece, because if you say we win that trophy, Jesus Christ. Ghana just pack out of the country.
Social media.
We for buy Ghana safe. Make them the 37th state in Nigeria.
But you know what? Nigerians, you can never shame a Nigerian. Especially when
we are shameless.
We shame ourselves first.
We are shameless. You know, those things you come night, at us for.
That same night, I see one eagle. The eagle get red eye.
The night we're playing fine ourselves. Nigeria is playing fine ourselves. Even our electricity safe was C. Nepa, no even The devil show walking enough, for our side.
Generator itself. FC, we turn up again.
Now, we're always there. Generator FC, ball the fuel, and then.
You can't shame Nigeria, but adding me if Nigeria had won.
If we had won that thing, hey, Jesus Côte d'Ivoire, Christ.
You will leave that country. Nigerians will overtake.
Hope the next time, Morocco, better than bring in the legend to go and carry the trophy in the final, because we're coming to the final.
I know what
I'm just
do.
Saying, and now I'm coming to the final. And the all first those, game. All those first red game, lines are putting like this.
The ref that will do the, that will officiate the first game, keep an eye on him. Maybe you, so that you, somebody that will not go and do rubbish in the final. See you.
I already said that ref, no come mainland. Don't even come to Nigeria.
Make we'll I not see you for a Korodu.
We'll catch you.
If I catch you for a Korodu. It's all jokes, but then we look forward to see a better AFCON 2025 in 2025.
No, Super Falcons will first cool me. We cannot say that trophy to come back.
We'll talk about AFCON.
Super Falcons, they will cool this disappointment Super Eagles gave me.
Not Falcons, really
Falcons see, are there.
Funny enough,
we know that in Super Eagles we're not even give them chances. Self, we don't even think they will go this far. But there's always this hope. It's the small hope. It's the hope that kills. We're just, we're too worried. You will, try.
Plenty of people die. People die. People suffer.
Even girls were having high BP watching that South African match. People Jesus suffer. Christ.
Girls who stay. I saw one video. Plenty of girls.
My God.
I say, seen against the
but I said, the one good tournament that we got in number one goalkeeper. So I've said before in our previous episode, scouts, center midfielders, good next. Wingers, I beg you.
Good wingers.
Not all those.
Actually, have good wingers. It's just to nationalize them. Now you remain.
Yeah, should cry and come. Please. Not Saka. Saka already go. Sha.
No, Saka we get plenty.
Eh?
Saka. I believe. For. I trust.
Saka cannot come back again.
I trust.
We already pledge for three lions.
I
not
trust.
Nothing for Super Eagles.
You can hear me. I know you can.
Just saying. Let's only saying. Crystal Palace. A very cheesy. I've not seen this AFCON was sweet too. You no, can't join. You can come and join us.
Come on, go.
Hey, Chelsea guys. All those.
Madueke, Chibueze.
Madueke and Sons. Ugo Chuku. Chuku Emeka. AFCON to win sweet though.
Funny enough, they are not even. Most of them are not national.
This former Chelsea youngster that now plays for Ivory Coast, Broja, he has won AFCON. See?
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just
in
like
Wiper,
that.
They're waiting for three see, Lions. Come,
just come.
See, Wobi, even though the Nigerians will banter you.
Wobi has won bronze. He has won silver. The next one.
Next one now is gold. Hey, it's true.
You win gold.
Yeah, in spirits. Yeah.
Well, that's a wrap on AFCON 2023. We hope to see a better AFCON and a better Super Eagles in 2025. In
Morocco 2025. Mm. Watch out.
Watch out, though. And don't forget to subscribe, like, share, comment. Let's have your say. We really want to know you better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.